reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first scripture reading for this evening is found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, page 1209 in your pew Bibles, and we read Romans 8, beginning at verse 12. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who are the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. O Lord, have mercy on us. We rise out of respect for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1114 in your pew Bibles, and we read Luke 12, verses 32 through 40. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the responsory for Advent on page 230. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your epistle lesson from Romans 8:25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This is our text. Please be seated. Last week, we dealt with the subject matter of God's patience with us. This evening, we focus on the patience that God gives us. And I think in our modern era, there has been a alteration in what we think about as patience. At least the things we often identify as patience are not always what the Bible would identify as patience. Let me give you an example. You're a daycare worker, and you've got this one child in your daycare that is just trouble. Every day the child shows up, and every day the child shows up, you have trouble. And you go to your supervisor and you say to them, I'm not sure I could take this kid anymore. Now, it's none of your children, by the way. Okay? It's somebody else's kid. And your supervisor looks at you and says, you know, I know he's difficult. You just have to be patient with him. What's going to change by your patience? Nothing. Sometimes we confuse the word patience with tolerance. Basically, putting up with the way things are with no expectation that they're ever going to get better, no expectation that things are ever going to change. But there is another type of patience, and we do see it in practice, especially near the time of Christmas. For instance, you have a child that has turned in their Christmas list to you. And after reviewing the list, you say, you know, I see something on here that you're really going to like. But you're not going to get it till Christmas. You put a present under the tree, and that child sits and stares at that present. And every time they stare at it, they're smiling. They know what they're going to get, and they don't have it now, but they're smiling. Because they know that someday that thing that they have their heart set upon is going to be theirs. That's the Bible's understanding of patience. It's not just putting up with things with no hope of change. For in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Paul's closing remarks on a section of Romans where he talks about all the suffering that is in this world. And indeed, there is a lot of it. We experience it in so many different ways, in our health, in the frustrations that we have in work and family, or maybe just as a daycare worker. We live in a world that is filled with sin. And while we live here, God has not excused us from feeling its effects. No greater proof of this is required than the fact that one day, if Christ doesn't show up first, we're all going to die. And that's hard. But yet, even when we experience death itself, we as Christians can go through that time of our life in a way that is far different than the rest of the world. For you see, we have a gift from God, not fully opened yet, but we know what it's going to be. It is a gift that required patience on God's own part. Being patient with man in his rebellion against him. And not just when Adam fell into sin, destroying the world and starting all over. It required extraordinary patience. And God sent his own Son into this world to die on the cross and to pay for our sins. A more agonizing cry has never been given out in the whole history of humanity when Jesus, having left heavenly glory, is now hanging all alone on the cross. And in some mysterious way, even God, the Heavenly Father, has turned his back on the Son. And you hear that mournful cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? But being fully God, Jesus Christ could have ended his suffering then and there. He could have, as he was being challenged by people beneath him, come down from the cross, shown his heavenly glory, put an end to all that suffering and pain, but he himself had a hope. It's that hope that kept him pinned to the cross. A hope that by his sacrifice, not all, but some, the scripture tells us, really just a few, versus the whole humanity, would be saved and recognize again God as their Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ as their brother, and join with him in that glory that will one day be revealed when he comes again. Patience isn't just putting up with something. Patience is rooted in hope. And God, by sending his Son of Jesus Christ into this world to die and rise again, has given us the hope that we need to be patient in our sufferings, in our battles with the world, the devil and our own sinful flesh. Indeed, it's not us who are just being patient, but according to Paul in our epistle lesson for today, says the whole creation is waiting for that same day when Christ will come again, when those who are the sons of God will be finally revealed to all creation. But it's not yet. It awaits a time yet to come. And so, we just have to be patient. But it is a patience that will not be disappointed. When God fulfills the promises that He has made to us, again using the words of Paul, I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Awaiting that glory, we can be patient. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.